For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Pennywise, a Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm your host, Nat Cardona. Most pet owners will consider their furry friends a part of the family. Any owner will tell you that they do come with their share of expenses, though, especially when it comes to medical care. NerdWallet personal finance writer Kim Palmer is here to break down pet insurance as it may make sense for you to sign up your furry friend for coverage.
The thing that's tricky with deciding whether or not you want pet insurance is that sometimes you really don't know what's ahead for your pet. So you have to kind of predict things. If you think your pet needs more than just the basic routine care, pet insurance could be a great choice for you. So for example, say, and this gets into the second category, but say you know your pet is accident prone. You just know it tends to, you know, have accidents, and it might need things like care for a broken bone, that kind of thing. Nobody wants that, but just in case you think that's in your pet's future, pet insurance can be really helpful because getting that kind of medical care is so expensive for pets, and having that pet insurance to turn to can offset some of those costs.
Those out-of-pocket expenses can be hundreds to thousands of dollars, let alone just your normal vet bill. We have a dog. It can be a couple hundred dollars just for the very, very basic care.
Exactly. And that's because, like you said, it is so expensive. And if you know that you don't have the cash to cover something that you will want to provide for your pet, and we all feel like pets are family members, so of course we want to do whatever the pet needs in terms of medical care. So if you have that pet insurance, that can be a way to offset the cost. In general, on average, for a dog, for example, a pet insurance costs about $50 a month. So that's much more affordable than if you suddenly need, you know, hundreds or even thousands of dollars worth of care. So that's why it's something to consider. But one thing to know is that as our pets age, that pet insurance, the monthly amount or the annual amount, however you pay, becomes more expensive. So you want to anticipate that too. Just know that as your dog or cat ages, the pet insurance does get more costly.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because reading here, it says that over 57% of pet owners with pet insurance say that a lot of this just comes down to peace of mind. So we do know those premiums could be a little bit costly, but it seems worth it to a lot of people.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money, so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Exactly. It really is all about peace of mind, because people told us they would be willing to go into debt. A lot of people would be willing to take on debt just to cover these medical costs for their pet. And so with that, I mean, you just want to be able to turn to pet insurance if you are in that situation where it could make your financial stress even higher, taking on these extra costs. So that's where pet insurance comes in, just to give you that peace of mind.
Right. And
also what I'm reading here is, speaking of that peace of mind, the things that you just cannot foresee or forecast happening, those accidents you mentioned, illnesses that you mentioned, those are typically covered. But a big one, I think this scares maybe a lot of people away, myself included, is pet insurance not covering pre-existing conditions. So let's say you have a middle to older age dog and you're like, hey, I need pet insurance. This is probably something to consider because it might not be covered.
Yes, I'm really glad that you brought that up because it can be surprising to people what's not covered by pet insurance. So pre-existing conditions, generally not covered. Also just typical wellness care. So your routine vet visits. Those aren't generally covered either. You can always add on, but then that makes the insurance even more expensive. So you definitely want to weigh all of that.
Yeah. And in theory, in comparison, those preventative checkups are going to be way less out of pocket than, you know, surgery or whatever, x-rays.
Exactly.
It really can add up. Can you tell me some ways of how to avoid surprises when it comes to pets, pet insurance, and their checkups and the things that they need covered?
The most important thing for pet owners to do is just to ask a lot of questions up front, especially if you're at the vet's office or if you're considering taking out pet insurance. You want to take some time to compare different policies. And if you're not sure if something's covered or not, or if you'll be getting a surprise bill, just call and ask and talk through these questions, because it can actually be pretty confusing when you're just reading through everything.
Sure. And a lot of people may not know where to begin. And you all at NerdWallet have a handy dandy pet insurance hub that I discovered. It looks like you could probably compare different types, again, go over what it covers, the costs, et cetera, because a handy dandy Google search sometimes maybe isn't always the best way to point you in the right direction, correct?
Exactly. I think using a comparison tool like the one we have at NerdWallet, it just helps you line everything up and make sure you're comparing apples to apples so you really understand what you're getting.
Yeah. And make sure that your furry friend is just safe and well and happy. That's all we want, right?
Yes, that is the priority for sure.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.